Someone in the D-Live chat called me Sather the BS Slayer. I like it. Can you get me a name tag that says that on it? Or one of those plaques that I can put on my desk when people walk in and see that's my name? What's up, guys? Hope you're having a fantastic Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Shit's hitting the fan. Shit's hitting the fan in 2022. I need that on a shirt. Shit's going to hit the fan this year. What's up, guys? We're streaming on DLive. We're definitely on DLive. I see you guys in the chat already. Twitch should be on Foxhole, and we should be on Rumble, too. Chat's a little slow loading there. I noticed that more people watch on Rumble, but not as many people are active in the chat on Rumble. I think because you have to have a... I think you have to sign up. But definitely active on DLive and Twitch. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. So... main subjects we're going to be talking about today, tonight, include Bob Saget. Going to be taking a look at that situation. What else we got? A few resignations, actually, I want to cover, including a Federal Reserve vice chair because of insider trading he was doing. And I also want to take a look at a bunch of Congress people who had some incredible gains on their stocks in 2021. So much, in fact, that they were even beating out hedge funds. You gotta wonder, how do these Congress people beat out hedge fund managers with their stocks? Yeah, 35 of them, to be exact. We'll take a look at all that. Economy issues, kinda right now. Some COVID nonsense to go through. Let's see, what else? I'm old school, man. I do everything on notepads. All my to-do lists, all my notes for these. Yeah. I'm old school. I want to show you guys a UFO video that I guess was taken near one of the SpaceX launches just yesterday, I think. And it's probably one of the most impressive UFO videos I've seen for a while, gonna be honest. This one ain't a drone, not a weather balloon, and honestly, it might not even be one of our UFOs, man-made UFOs. This one might be there. So, okay, guys, let's go ahead and get to business here. Quick word from a sponsor, then we'll get to today's articles. All right, let's talk Saget. Bob Saget died, 65, found in his hotel in Orlando. I think this was right after a show he did right afterwards. So this is your most famous recent death, I guess. And I mean, it sounds like it was a freaking vaccine. I'll just give you the punchline first. I won't sugarcoat it. Sounds like it was the vaccine. In a recent podcast on December 13th, so less than a month ago, he admitted that he recently took a booster shot. So he was double, triple vaccinated, and then he was found in his hotel room with his left arm on his chest, his right arm on the bed, basically just like lying there face up. So kind of like this. That sounds like a heart attack. That sounds like a booster-induced heart attack. They're gonna have to come up with a new disease name. And maybe even a new ICD-10 code for the insurance companies. Vaccine-induced heart attack. VIHA. VIHA. That's the new thing. So anyway, Bob Saget, Gonzo. My gosh, you know. He had crude jokes. Dude was crude, okay? But I don't think that... I frankly don't think Saget was like a Satanist pedophile. Like, my gosh, there's this kind of satanic panic attitude that permeates through, I don't know, our movement, our community, and people are almost too paranoid. Like, I had to talk to somebody today who had never heard of what Shriners were before, and she started researching Shriners, and then, Shriners are kind of like Freemasons, and her idea was like, 100% of Freemasons are like evil satanic people, and Shriners are bad too. And it's like, no. My grandpa was a Shriner, and all he was a Shriner for is just to like have a boomer group that he would go hang out with on the weekends or something like that. Nothing more to it. And same goes for 99.9% of Freemasons out there. Like, can't look too deep into it. Now, that's not, you know, maybe the top 0.01% of these organizations might be a little questionable, right? And that goes for any large organization like a three-letter agency or a government or a corporation, any large organization that's compartmentalized. But, yeah, when it comes to just stuff like, I don't know, the paranoia, the satanic panic, the, oh, God, everybody's a pedophile, ah, like, not helping. Not helping, not reasonable nor logical. And frankly, I don't think Saget was one of those guys. But he was a kind of creepy dude. And his jokes were, you know, poor taste. Very poor taste. But some people are like that. Some people just, they'll joke literally about anything. Anything. So you got to understand that about some folks. Anyway, Saget might be a a victim of the Veja. Okay, let's talk now resignations. We have the 26th House Democrat. 26th. That is a lot. 26th House Democrat announcing that they're not going to seek re-election. I'm getting 2017 flashbacks, guys. Flashbacks to 2017 when, granted, back then it was more Republicans than Democrats. Still a few Dems, mostly Republicans. Bunch of them announced that they weren't seeking re-election. Some of them got Me Too'd. Remember Al Franken? He got Me Too'd. Some of the other ones got Me Too'd. But whole host of folks did not seek re-election there in 2018. That was late 17, early 18. They were announcing they were not seeking re-election for the late 2018 elections. Now we got, boom, here we go. 26 House Dems. Probably a few repubs in there. I mean, the full number is probably higher than 26, but 26 House Democrats not seeking re-election for the upcoming elections here in 10 months. Woo! I like it. I like it. I wonder how many of these were, shall we say, forced into submission, if you know what I'm saying. So, there's that. Yeah, I see some of you guys talking about Saget's jokes in the chat. I did not find him funny. Let's just say that. His shit was crude. Too crude, right? But, yeah. Anyway. Okay, so we've got those resignations. We've got a Fed resignation. Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Richard Clarida, if I'm getting that name right. You guys know I butcher pronunciations. I'm getting better, though. I'm getting better. Vice Fed Chair stepping down early over his trades during the scamdemic. He was making some insider trades. And, you know, early March there of 2020, the whole stock market, crypto, everything, shit the bed. Went down, tanked, and then higher up. Some people, see somebody in the comments said tribunals took them out. Now, I would not agree with that. I just think they're folding. They know that they either can't win a re-election or they just know that the whole Democrat ship is sinking and they don't want to be on it when it goes down. So they want to retire to private life early. A lot of that tribunal stuff is clickbait. So back to the Fed. Yup. So let's see here. The resignation comes following more questions into stock fund trades for Clarida in February 2020. So like I said, March 2020, when everything tanked, he made some trades in Feb 2020. Speaking of insider trading, I found this tweet. It was posted just a couple hours ago from Anthony Pompliano. This guy is one of the biggest names in Bitcoin. Got a couple interesting thoughts on this guy, too. I'll tell you them in a minute. But his tweet here was highlighting a bunch of insider trading probably done by Congress. Probably done by Congress. Says here, only three major hedge funds could beat the S&P 500 in 2021, meaning outpace it for percent gains on their trades. Yet, 35 U.S. politicians had no problem beating the S&P during the same time frame. Sounds suspicious. 35. So here is our screenshot of we got all these hedge funds. Look, just one, two, three. Yeah. Like three of them. All the stars, which is one, two, yeah, not many. Not many did better in the S&P 500. Then, ooh, look at Melvin Capital there. Yeah, they tanked. They got screwed by Melvin Capital were the ones that got screwed by GameStop. They're the owners of Robinhood. Love to see that. But anyway, okay, only three hedge funds beat the S&P 500. This is how many Congress people beat the S&P 500. 35. 35. And surprisingly, I thought Nancy Pelosi would be highest on this list. Nope. We got five Republicans higher than Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is the highest Dem. But let me zoom in here. Let me scroll to the top. Austin Scott, Brian Mast, French Hill, John Curtis, and Dan Crenshaw. Look at that name. Those were all the Republicans that beat Nancy Pelosi in stock earnings. Huh. Looks to be pretty evenly split, you know, kind of down the middle, Democrat and Republican here. Greed and corruption does not pick sides, folks. Does not pick sides. You guys know, you know me very well. I don't do labels. I don't do the groupthink. I don't do boxing yourself into any group for, you know, groupthink's sake. But, huh, interesting. Got some questions for these guys. I got some questions. What stocks did they buy? And when did they buy it? When did they buy it? Yeah. So there's that. And then a couple quick thoughts on Pompliano. I just want to say here, this guy, I like his podcast. I like his YouTube channel in terms of investment and cryptocurrency news. But a couple of interesting things I've noticed lately. Number one, Pompliano. So his podcast was the one that Space Force guy went on a few weeks back. And he went on, the Space Force guy went on to Pompliano's podcast to talk Bitcoin. And he was allowed to do so by his Space Force higher-ups. And he wore his fatigues. I thought that was interesting. Because I don't think you're supposed to do that. But this dude like straight wore his fatigues to go talk Bitcoin on this guy's podcast. So that's just curious to me. Second is that Pompliano's podcast was, when was it? 9 months ago, I think in March, Chris Miller, that Chris Miller, head of the DOD under Trump during those last months of 2020 there, and that's when the January 6th incident happened and all that, Chris Miller, okay, went on to Pompliano's podcast in March and talked about a variety of things, particularly January 6th, and that's where Chris Miller said that the truth about January 6th has yet to come out. When it does, Chris Miller said it'll vindicate him and Trump and many other people. Essentially, it's what he said. Huh. Sounds like the military likes Pompliano, you know? And they're down to have some things said on his podcast. Interesting. So there's that. Now let's move on to talking Bear Shelves Biden. Bear Shelves Biden. Yeah, you know, quite frankly, when it comes to Bitcoin, seeing as Bitcoin was is on or uses SHA-256 encryption algorithms for the network, came out in 2009. I honestly would not be shocked to find that the NSA or some white hats had something to do with Bitcoin. I would not be shocked, quite frankly. I know that might sound nuts, and I could totally be wrong. But I would not be shocked if there was some element of that, you know, behind the scenes creation or whatever. Okay, let's talk Bear Shelves Biden. This hashtag was trending today as a lot more people are reporting empty stores around the country. We got, let's see here, grocery store in Falls Church, Virginia. We got Southern Pennsylvania there. What does that look like? I can't tell what store that is. We got a Walmart in Wisconsin. We've got a Target in SoCal. We've got more Virginia. Huh. Pretty crazy. I have noticed it a little bit here in the state of Washington. Granted, I live very close to major ports, so that is one good thing about living in this shithole state, particularly the west side of this shithole state, is that very close to supply routes, not affecting me that much. But you guys let me know in the chat. Somebody said same in the east coast of Australia. Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Indiana starting to show it. Yeah. So, stock up on the necessities, guys. Stock up on the necessities. Batteries, toilet paper, rice. You know, non-perishable goods and whatnot. Not a bad idea, honestly. Not a bad idea. I got a few cans of meal replacements sitting in the cupboard, but definitely not enough. So, and my weird organic food is still in stock though. So that's one good thing about my crunchy ass. Nobody's touching that. More for me. But there you go. Nobody should be shopping in Walmart anyway. That's okay. One thing that's not helping this supply chain crisis is the fact that countries like Canada, communist Canada with Trudeau there, he is pushing ahead with the vaccine mandate for international truck drivers. So any truck drivers that are trying to cross the border into Canada, they have to have a vaccine, show proof of it. And of course, any truck driver from Canada coming here, they're making be vaccinated. So, ooh-wee! Yeah, that's causing problems as well. How is it with Mexico? Is it the same with Mexico? I would think that Mexico would probably be more important than Canada, but in terms of trucking and supply chain. Not a good thing, though. There you go. What's it going to take, folks? What is it going to take? Roger says, you live near a very small town. Only a few choices. Got to shop Walmart or drive 90 minutes to get some items. Yeah, you know, that's a consequence of living in a small town. So I do not blame you for shopping at Walmart if it's close. Although that is that's just the way it is, you know. So, okay. Moving on to the COVID. The COVID. Gotta love this here. Over the weekend, Associated Press ran a fact check. A fact focus. Excuse me. They're not calling it a fact check anymore. It's a fact focus. I love when they try to redefine their bullshit. Kind of like how Fauci's trying to change fully vaccinated to up-to-date vaccines. It's so funny. Okay. The fact focus here. They are fact checking mass formation psychosis. Robert Malone really shook the shit out of the mainstream media, especially those fact checkers. And they so fast tried to just debunk everything he was saying on Joe Rogan. And AP, an unfounded theory taking root online suggests millions of people have been hypnotized into believing mainstream ideas about COVID-19. Including steps to combat it, such as testing and vaccination. Unfounded theory? It's just a theory! Shit! And duh, of course people have been hypnotized into believing mainstream ideas about COVID-19, including steps to combat it, such as testing and vaccination. How do you like my, trailer voice? Oh god, can't believe it, but I totally can. Associated garbage. All right, and speaking of Malone, he was on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast today. Was this today? Yeah, I think it was this morning's show. Anyway, so he was warning about a new Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever virus that is spreading across China. And yeah, so anyway, he was warning about it on the podcast, Gateway Pundit, writing about it here. Now, if you go to Google, type in hemorrhagic fever, yes, 2 weeks ago, it looks like there was a large newswire push. And when I say newswire push, I mean that a bunch of outlets shared pretty much the exact same article on the same day. So it looks to be a narrative coming from a central source. So sometimes in America here, you'll get like CBS, NBC, ABC, WAPO, New York Times, all saying the same thing on the same day. And it's not just like they're all reporting on a viral news story they need to report on. It's like they're all using the same words, almost down to the same headline and the same narrative. And it's like, okay, they're getting talking points from a central source. In America here, it would likely be the CIA, right? These are all like Asian, Eurasia Review, Radio Free Asia, probably coming from the CCP. Like, maybe it's the CCP working with the freaking CIA. Who freaking knows? But anyway, the news wires went out 2 weeks ago. And yes, there was a bunch of articles about China's northwest region hit with hemorrhagic fever, this Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever virus thing going around China. Now, I'm sure it probably is. There might be some bad fevers going around China. But on the other hand, I could see this being a whole lot of fear porn. And Robert Malone was probably just saying what he saw in the news. He was saying what he saw in the news. So I would imagine this could be a hell of a lot of fear porn just for a justification for China to lock down again. Okay? We've had like the Flurona thing, and now claims that there's this new Delta Omicron hybrid variant that's showing up freaking some places, but then they retracted that. So it's like, you can tell the media, or who controls the media, who controls the networks of media around the world, both in Asia and in America, and probably in Europe too. They're controlled clearly by cabal, deep state, cult, and they want another lockdown. So they're trying, they're like testing the waters, it seems like. Sometimes news stories will go out so they can, it's like a social experiment. They want to test the reactions of people so they can see, you know, which one, okay, we got a decent reaction there. We can push, we can go further with that narrative. They'll put out some talking point. Oh, they'll get a big reaction. Okay, we can't go through that one. And with COVID now, it's like everything gets a pushback. Everything they try to do about new variants or vaccines bullshit or testing, all this stuff, right? Pushback everywhere. So I don't know. Those are just some unfounded theories that I'm giving you guys. Don't listen to me. What are you thinking? Don't think for yourself. Back to your preconceived notions that the television is giving you. All right. CDC lady now. Let's talk CDC lady. So, Justice Sotomayor, or excuse me, Sotomayor. Sorry. Okay. CDC director actually had to come out and refute, debunk our own Supreme Court justice. That's how ridiculous this 2022 year is already. 10 days in. We're not even 10 freaking days in, man. Oh, God. This is going to be the best year ever. So, CDC director came out, debunked Sotomayor's claim that 100,000 children are ill with COVID in the hospital. CDC director lady said, nope, it's like 3,500. It's like 3% of that. Oh my God. Okay, so CDC lady had to actually for once speak truth. And then another time, wow, she actually spoke a little bit of truth again, a little more admitting here. Wonder what's up with CDC lady. She must be off her propaganda meds. What's up with it? You know, what are you doing, CIA? What are you thinking? Reel this lady back in. She's speaking too much truth these days. So she admitted that the vast majority of COVID deaths had not one, not two, not three, but at least four comorbidities. Four comorbidities. They were the obese, heart problems, inflammation, cancer, who knows, broken leg, hemorrhoids. They had four comorbidities. You don't frickin' say, huh? And then that leads me into this next story, very similar themes in this one. New Jersey officials admitted today that of the just over 6,000 people in the hospital in New Jersey with COVID right now, just under half of them, but not even half of them, were admitted for COVID-19. Meaning the majority of people in the hospital right now in New Jersey with COVID were admitted for non-COVID reasons. AKA, they went in for like a broken leg or some other issue, right? Cramps, who knows? Bad headaches. But just because they were in the hospital, they got tested. And then, boom, test came back COVID. Whether they had COVID or not, that's another story. But the test said COVID. False positive test? Maybe. Maybe they had COVID and didn't even know. Because, let's be real, many COVID cases are a freaking common cold. So, what's it going to take? I think 2022 is the year that people are going to realize either the vaccine doesn't work or the tests are garbage. And I hope we better figure out both. The vaccines are garbage. They're not safe and effective. And those tests, I mean, oh, those tests are bunk. So there you go. Moving on now. We've got a fully vaccinated AOC with the COVID. Fully vaccinated COVID queen here. AOC, I guess, fully vaccinated and boosted. And boosted. Gets the COVID after she went down and partied in Miami. Add her to the list. Add her to the list. Although, just want to say, I would not be surprised if there's something more to this story. Like, they sent her down there to hang out in Florida and then get COVID. Just so they can say, oh, it was because she was in Florida and didn't have a mask on. And all this stuff. So they can blame Florida with it. But, whatever. You know. Clearly, people are a lot happier in states where you have freedom. Who would have thunk? All right, somebody that doesn't really have much freedom right now. Let's talk about the tennis guy. Number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic. That's how you say his name. You don't pronounce the D there. It's Novak Djokovic. And I damn well searched on the internet how to pronounce his name before I started doing this video. Okay, so kind of some good news and bad news for him. He won a federal court battle to overturn the cancellation of his visa. So his visa is not going to get canceled anymore in Australia there. But the government still said that they want to deport him. So he's trying to play unvaccinated. Props to him for doing so. Like, props to him. He is not caving, which is great. So he's my new favorite tennis player. Never heard of him before 2 days ago, and I could give two shits about tennis, but I love Djokovic. Great guy. So there's that. And then some of Djokovic's fans. Yeah, he's no joke. He don't Djokovic around. Djokovic gonna choke a bitch there in Australia. Okay, and some of Djokovic's fans, they're holding up support signs trying to in the arena. Okay, they're being kicked out. Oh, somebody in the comments says Djokovic does amazing impersonations of other players. Is he the one that's on video impersonating the lady tennis star, whatever her name is? Oh yeah, that was him, huh? Yeah, he's a pretty funny guy. Novak. That's like Novax, huh? There he goes, right in the name. He's made for it. So Novax, Novak here. Yeah, I like that. His fans are even being kicked out. They're in Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia. Oh, kicking his fans out there. Disgrace, totally. That is insane. They can't even have Novak supporting signs in the arena. I wonder how long it's going to take for the NFL here in America to start kicking people out for Aaron Rodgers supporting signs. Maria Sharapova, that was it. That's the lady tennis star that Novak was making fun of. Anyway, yeah. Corporate sports, man. Bread and circus. That's all it is. Bread and circus. I love athletics. I love to see what the human body can do. And, I mean, I love watching replays of sports on YouTube, but I can't stand watching full games. You got advertisements anywhere, everywhere. You got, you know, a good amount of the puppets in these leagues are just total sellouts, right? So, I mean, I love athletics. I can't stand professional sports. Bread and circus is what it is. Just distract the people with it. Next up, we've got news today about the first pig-to-human heart transplant, as the USA Today frames it, offering hope for thousands in need of organs. So, 3 days. This man here has lived so far for 3 days with a genetically modified pig heart beating in his chest. It's a pig gene edited and bred specifically for this purpose. Oh, man. So, oh, gosh. A lot of things to say about this. So, on one hand, this does sound like it could be groundbreaking in some regard, right? Granted, if they're going to genetically modify a pig heart, why can't they just basically genetically engineer, like, grow a human heart, like, make it human? I don't see how genetically engineering an animal organ and then putting it into a human is going to be good. It's going to be good. Luckily, it's giving him some more life, but... And he's an older gentleman. He's clearly not going to procreate. I would be more concerned about doing this with, say, somebody in their 20s or 30s or 40s, and then they go and procreate. I'm just thinking about how that genetic code's going to get passed down the lineage, right? And what that's going to do. Also, interesting time to put out something like that, right? We got a lot of people with heart problems around the world right now. A lot of heart problems. So now they're trying to genetically engineer hearts to... You picking up what I'm putting down? Yeah. So, anyway, let's move on now to talking Fast and Furious. I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about the scandal. Some of you guys are cracking me up with your comments. Okay, no more comments until I'm done with this. All right, we'll get to the Q&A section after. We'll get there. So Mexico charges 7 people in Fast and Furious weapons trafficking scandal, including top officials, a former police official. Surprising for Mexico. Go Mexico. Clean up that corruption. And they charged El Chapo with weapons trafficking in Fast and Furious. Very interesting that this is still coming up in the news. Very interesting. Maybe this is putting some of them gray hairs on Obama's head. Let's hope so. And then we've got Devin Nunes all in on Trump's Truth social media platform. Remember, Devin Nunes basically resigned from Congress and is becoming CEO of Truth Social. So he's saying that he's still doing a public service. I fully agree. In fact, he might be doing even a bigger public service now as CEO of Truth Social. And very good. Very good stuff. T-minus 41 days, 42 days. So just over 6 weeks, like 6.5 weeks until the tentative release of Truth Social. So that, man, I can't wait. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be a massive sigh of relief if it drops on that date and turns out to be what we're hoping for. Getter's all right. Gab's all right. Parler's all right. Like, all right. All of them. Telegram is good, but it's not great. Definitely not great. So hopefully Truth Social can be something that is great. And, you know, help us content creators monetize our content. Rumble does a pretty piss poor job at that. So hopefully Truth Social is a place where we can get solid algorithms, get a solid platform with a good user interface that helps content creators get their content found, maybe even monetize it as well. I mean, Truth Social could be big. Comment here says Truth Social is delayed till after midterms due to legal actions. Sauce me on that. Throw me some sauce for it. Because I haven't heard that yet. So, okay. Two more tabs. Let's talk Prince Andrew. Hopefully you guys saw the video that I uploaded over the weekend talking about... I actually want to bring it up here real quick. No, I don't. But I was talking about how the intelligence chief arrested in Kazakhstan and then the ex-Ukrainian president, Poroshenko, both of them are on hot water right now. Poroshenko looks like he's on the run. And then we had that ex-Intel chief in Kazakhstan arrested. Both of them, Poroshenko and Intel chief, Mazumov is his name, connected to the Biden crime family. Also, that intelligence chief connected to this guy right here. This guy right there. Prince Andrew. Yep. So Prince Andrew's a little nervous. Not only does he have pedo defense on his ass right now, but some of his business dealing buddies over there in Kazakhstan are having some problems. Go check out that video on Rumble or on BitChute that I uploaded over the weekend if you haven't seen it. Just a quick dig that I did, but it was helpful for a lot of people. Now here, the Queen is refusing to pay for Prince Andrew's pedo defense, forcing him to unload. He had to unload a chalet. Where was it at? A $23 million Swiss chalet to pay for his legal fees because the Queen's hanging him out to dry would not pay for his legal defense. Frankly, the Queen's probably got enough. Yeah, the Queen is death. She's probably got enough problems to deal with right now, and she just can't deal with Prince Andrew. So, man, I want that whole family to fall a great fall. Okay, and last article here. Let's check out that UFO video. Oh, I always love to end these videos on UFOs. You guys know I love to do that. Because why not? So, and then we'll get to some Q&A. I'll answer some of you guys' questions. We'll chat for a minute. So, SpaceX live stream abruptly cuts when a mysterious UFO was spotted near the rocket. I want to make this big because, quite frankly, this is one of the better shots that I've seen in quite a while. So let's just play this. I don't think there's any audio. I'm not going to play the audio. Let's just watch. Notice right here in the bottom left, this thing shows up, and then it lights up, and then it looks like this ring. This ring just lights up, and then boom, they cut the feed. They just straight cut it. Okay, there's another feed of it. Yep, boom. They switched that camera angle real quick. Let's take a look one more time. Slower motion. Yeah, man. I mean, you guys know me. I'm definitely open-minded. I'm definitely a conspiracy theorist. I look deeper into everything I see and hear. But, I mean... And I do like to, I have debunked many UFO sightings in the past. I have debunked sightings that people were claiming were Pleiadian motherships and Galactic Federation ships, whatever. I've debunked them as being space debris. I've debunked them as being reflections in the light. There's a lot of ones I've debunked, okay? This one is frankly surprising to me, and it's one of the better ones I've seen for a long time. I don't have a solid explanation for it. And quite honestly, this does not look like anything man-made that I've studied or, you know, people have theorized out there. This doesn't look, this obviously isn't a black triangle. It's not a cigar shape or tic-tac shape or whatever the cylindrical kind are. It doesn't even look like a saucer. It doesn't even look like a disc. This thing, if this is a genuine sighting, I would venture to guess that this is an extraterrestrial craft. I would say it's an extraterrestrial craft. Somebody says smoke ring. That's, I mean, dude, they are up in the higher freaking atmosphere. That's not a smoke ring. And what kind of smoke ring lights up like that in a circular pattern? That looks intelligent. If it's not some sort of like super duper secret weird ass satellite, sure. I guess that's a possibility, because of course we don't know for a fact what it is. Might be some sort of, I don't know, advanced satellite. But other than that, I mean, I could see this being a non-human craft. So, anyway, in my opinion, I think they're already here. I think many civilizations are here, and I think they've been here for a long, long time. Some probably don't give a shit about us. Some are probably just observing us. Some probably want us to get our shit together. So maybe they're trying to help in subtle ways. You've probably got some not-so-friendly species that have been here over the past couple thousand years. But it's a big cosmos. Who are we to think that we're the only ones here? Ah, a little bit of CBD before we get into the Q&A. So, what do we got? What do we got? Drop your questions. Questions, comments, concerns, complaints. Let's see, let me bring that over there. I want to make that a little bit bigger. There we go. Oh my gosh, everybody and their mother is asking me about when the Cliff High podcast is coming out. Patience, young Padawans. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. So when it does drop, I will post about it on all my social media platforms. You will hear about it when it comes out. So don't worry. Are any ETs walking amongst us disguised as humans? I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I would say, why would they? I don't know. Why would you want to come down and kick it in Times Square and walk around? Friggin' A, I don't know. Probably not. But again, it's not like I would know for sure. Annabelle on Rumble says, you feel like it's man-made because, like you said, they've been here. They're not trying to interrupt some Space Force thing. But granted, that is one way that you could conduct a sort of what they call soft disclosure. And I could totally see ETs decloaking their craft just briefly around the International Space Station or in front of SpaceX cameras or something like that. It's a very subtle way where they wouldn't necessarily be infringing on free will or breaking that prime directive, if you will, because it's up to us to, you know, form our own ideas about it, engage what we believe about it. So, but I could totally see them doing that. I could. Anagram on Rumble says the aliens are demonic entities as the days of Noah, Nephilim. No, I don't agree. Maybe one species, like, no doubt you have sort of archonic demonic spirits out there, and maybe one species are your fallen angels, but there's many other species out there. I mean, come on. It's a big cosmos. You can't go and assume that everything outside of Earth's atmosphere is an evil demonic entity that wants to suck your soul and eat you. Nah, I think the great alien deception thing, that's just rhetoric that instantly lets me know that somebody is probably very looking at the subject very narrow-minded from a religious leaning, right? The religious narrow viewpoint. Thoughts on some UFOs being trans-dimensional, shape-shifting craft? It depends on what you define as trans-dimensional. I mean, they use magnetism to propel themselves and getting themselves up to a certain speed to go, say, I don't know, faster than light. So they might appear trans-dimensional, but granted, you're trans-dimensional. In some regard, right? It depends. It depends on what you define as the word. What about them being time travel vehicles? Depends on how advanced the civilization would be, I reckon. But once you get into time travel, that's, I would think it would be a very sticky thing. Very, you know, if they were able to or did go back in the past, change something, that would have drastic consequences. And then it's not like you can time travel to the future because that hasn't exactly existed yet. So somebody asked, did Podbean deplatform me? No, I just having some issues with payment methods, but I'll get Podbean back up and running within the next few hours. Do I have a comprehensive list of all the athletes that have died or have been vaccine injured? Does anybody? I mean, that'd be a long list. That'd be real tough to get the whole thing. Ha! Any new rants on the QFS stuff? I'll spare you guys that right now. But yeah, I was literally probably going to do a video tomorrow about it. Just like a dedicated rant one. Why don't I move to Florida? Because it's way too damn far away. And I like mountains. And I don't like hurricanes. I don't think Florida would be for me, honestly, to live. But I'd love to come visit there again. But I like the West. I like the West. More open space, less people. More mountains and forests and trees. Do I know of Dr. Tent? No, I'm not familiar of Dr. Tent. Have I seen the Gateway Pundit's article on Washington starting up COVID camps, involuntary detainment, unvaccinated families? Yeah, I talked about that last week, actually. I think on Friday. I talked about that in my video on Friday, and I saw that Gateway Pundit reported on it over the weekend. So yes, in 2 days, the government here, the state government in Washington, is going to deliberate and decide whether or not they want to make COVID vaccines mandatory for all school children in the state, and also bring in some like state of emergency Washington codes and give them some kind of like crazy authority to be able to detain people. Weird, yeah, crazy stuff. These states, man. West Coast states. I mean, I would love to live in California, but hell no right now. Hell no. What do I think about the med beds? Anything to them? How long have you been following me? No. The term medbed is one of the most clickbaited phrases there is in this freaking community movement right now. Medbed doesn't mean anything. It literally is such an arbitrary, subjective, means whatever the heck the person talking about it wants it to mean, which is dangerous because then all these preconceived notions come with it. I mean, you got some people freaking claiming that the military is going to roll out these med beds to the world and everybody's going to be able to cure their cancers and all this shit. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting what some of these asshats are clickbaiting with. And I mean, people like freaking Charles Ward and Simon Parks and that particular crew, but others too. And there's so many CGI photos on the internet too. People claiming, oh, this is a med bed. This is going to get rolled out by the White Hats and all this stuff. Just no, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Yeah, crazy Lin Wood going after the Triple Star crew again on Telegram. If you're still drinking Lin's Kool-Aid, if you still have faith in that guy, you need to get your critical thinking checked. Oh, somebody's got a question about the chaga extract on my website. Within the next couple of weeks. I still don't have a determinative date on it. I placed the order. I'm waiting for them to ship it. So that's pretty much it. I would say within the next 10 to 14 days, I'll have it back in stock. Comment here says, I don't deny any of the medbed type technology, but not in the way the clickbaiting fucks put it out. I agree. Although, let's backtrack. What does medbed type technology even mean, right? Like, that's the underlying foundational issue. When people clickbait with the word medbed, they don't even describe what the heck they're talking about. What's the technology? How is it used? How does it function? What's the science behind it? They just say, oh, yeah, it's like a frequency. It's a frequency that's going to harmonize your DNA. It's just like such vague crap. So, whatever. Did I hear Charles Ward, Simon Parks, and Mel K today? Way out there. Yo, no, I didn't. Send me a link. Ha, FedBed. FedBed. That's good. There is a cure for cancer, Jack says on Rumble. Yes, there's many ways to cure cancer, but I mean, that you got to be careful with that four-letter C word there, the cure word, because I personally would not call any one single chemical compound a cure because it's really a lifestyle change that goes into it. Yes, you could add in something like the Gerson therapy. Well, the Gerson therapy really is like a lifestyle change, but you could add in chlorine dioxide or Rick Simpson oil or vitamin B17 or any of those things. Even a Rife frequency, you know, you want to kill a cancer cell with Rife frequencies, great. But if you just have the same sort of lifestyle that got you the cancer in the first place, and oh, great, you kill off the cancer with some chlorine dioxide or Rife frequencies, but then maintain the same lifestyle that got you there in the first place, well, then you didn't cure shit. You're just still going to be sick, and your sickness is going to manifest as maybe cancer again or some other issue later on down the road anyway. So really, we just need to change our freaking lifestyles. That's what we need to focus on. Eat better. Move your damn body. Don't be a couch potato, right? Don't live your life with your phone frequencies next to your head, frying your brain cells. Get out in nature. Drink more freaking pure water, less sugar, less Coke, less beer. Sorry, guys, but just basic things. It's so basic, but yeah, it's not rocket science, but and then a lot of these things are tougher to do than they are to say, like cutting out sugar can be very tough for people. Don't get me wrong, but it can do wonders for your health. People are people are, you know, overthinking this stuff. Just drinking water. Just making sure you drink half your body weight in pounds. So I weigh about 170, 85 ounces at least a day of water for me. I go for 100 on an active day, 100 ounces. I guarantee you 90% of the people listening to me right now, watching this video, are dehydrated. And being dehydrated can cause a lot of problems, headaches, more inflammation in the body, all kinds of stuff. Aha, not you guys. Good. I'm going to get water now. There you go. Get yourself a purifier. Okay, guys, we'll stretch it out to an hour. We got 2.5 minutes left. Any last things you guys want to discuss, questions you have for me, send them. Everything in moderation, including moderation. It's one of my favorite quotes. Was that one Oscar Wilde? I quote Oscar Wilde a lot, and I can never remember if they're Oscar Wilde quotes that I'm quoting. I don't like that everything in moderation, because then you could just do a little bit of a lot of bad shit, and then you're getting yourself nowhere. So some stuff you just have to cut out. And what does moderation even mean, right? So thoughts about Durham? I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the next one. Who's going to be? Mark Elias? I'd love if it was Mark Elias. Oh, yeah. Veritas. Project Veritas. Is he dropping his Fauci thing right now? Ooh, that might be right now. All right, guys. We got some stuff to go do after this stream. Go watch some Veritas. Willie B says, where are the aliens saucering above us, looking at us? I would not be surprised if some were just kind of floating in way high up orbit out there, just observing us, waiting for us to get our shit together. Nothing in moderation, everything in excess. Hey, sometimes to quit, you just got to do that shit so much till you get freaking sick of it, right? Like that works for some people. Say somebody's addicted to smoking. Just do that shit so much. Like for a couple of days, just smoke so damn much that you just get yourself freaking sick. You're throwing up. You got ashtray mouth. And then sometimes that's what makes people quit. Oh, you got a sugar eating problem? All right, fat boy. We're going to put some donuts in front of you, some gummy bears. We're going to, let's just have a freaking sugar buffet. And you're going to eat it till you throw up. And guess what? You'll probably stop eating sugar for a while. All right, guys, hit the thumbs up, hit the plus, hit the, I don't know, whatever you're watching on. Shoot. Depending on your substance of choice. Somebody said that's how you stop drinking. You just don't want to, you know, drink so much that you end up having problems. But it's all about just being smart, making smart decisions, which seems to be tough for some people these days. But, all right, guys, I'll be checking Veritas tonight. Much appreciated for you hanging out. Thumbs up, give me the plus, give me the like, give me the support on the social media. I appreciate you. I'll be putting out some videos in the next couple of days. I'll be working on that Cliff High podcast. And I've got a couple more that I'm planning to do tomorrow. I'll be back 4 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday. See you guys then. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.